Hallelujah. Well, if you're living for Jesus, shout amen.
Amen.
All right. Those of you at home, I hope you just shook somebody next to you out of surprise. Well, praise God. Well, God is good. Amen?
Amen.
All the time. Well, reminder, today is war on the floor. So we will be praying for those of you that don't know what that is. We pray for prayer requests. And if you're out here and you need an envelope, or not an envelope, but a prayer request form, get it to our usher and he'll make sure I get it when we start praying. So I can't think of anything we can pray for. You know, I don't know about y'all. Did anybody see the little blip about the earthquake out at Yellowstone? Yeah, I did. I'm like, okay, that thing's a super volcano. I know what Mount Pinatubo did to the Philippines, and it wasn't super. Hallelujah, but praise God. Ain't worried. Doesn't do no good. People, I don't know. Well, but I'm telling you here right now, I'm excited. I really am. Oh, Pastor, you're just putting on a... No, I can't tell you how excited I am, especially when I get done sharing some things today. You need to be excited, not fearful. I'll share more, but I just want you to understand, we're in some exciting times. I know. Well, Pastor, this is scary stuff. Well, of course it is. How many of you were scared on your first roller coaster? Yeah, especially if you skipped the blue streak, you know, the little wooden one, and you went straight for Magnum. And if you're in the front car and you look over that hill, you're thinking, oh, dear Jesus, please get me out of this alive. I'll never do it again. That's what I was doing. As a matter of fact, my first real roller coaster was the I can't remember what it's called. Corkscrew. And you know who's in the front seat with me? That man standing right back there. Hey, there's no line. Let's get in. We got in the front seat. Ruined my day. My lunch was about right here the rest of the day. We were teenagers. Did it stop me from ever getting on another roller coaster? Nope. I always got off sick as a dog, but... Until I found the Lazy River. I'm good. Lazy River, I'm good. Water slides, I'm good. Praise God. But if you don't have some excitement in your life, life is boring. Pastor, I don't need this. You do for what's yet to come. You know, I got it's actually Creed that sings it. Are you ready for what's yet to come? Are you ready for what's yet to come? I am. I'm excited for what's yet to come. Let's bless the tithe and offering this morning, shall we? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your love in this lost and dying world yet. Father, we pray right now that you help us to be examples of you everywhere we go. Father, that we'll not be afraid nor ashamed to tell people that you are the way. And now, Father, we bring to you today our tithe and our offering. Lord, your word says that if we would bring forth this tithe into the storehouse, you'd open up windows of blessing for us that we would have not room to receive. You'd rebuke the devourer, Father, so that the enemy cannot come in and steal what is rightfully ours. Now, Father, I thank you for it. I receive it on your behalf, and I bless it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated, and the super kids are dismissed. Well, for those of you like me who have been wondering where the heat was at, here it is. Now, I'm going to do a little public service announcement for you real quick. If you have split systems in your house, heating and air conditioning. If you got your air conditioner on, remember to shut your furnace off. Yes. I woke up this morning, I'm like, the furnace just kicked on. And sure enough, I'd forgot to turn the furnace off. So it is now off, but I ain't going to lie. Y'all remember, was it 2 weeks ago? It had to run because it was cold in the house. Oh, praise God. Well, what book of Revelation are we in now? If you haven't seen the meme, you won't get this, but that's what it is. What book of Revelation are we in now? We're in chapter 6. This week, I got to talk with a friend of mine, and we were, you know, I love how iron sharpens iron. You need somebody that you can talk to, somebody that can bring up the word, you guys can talk the word. And let me tell you right now, you better study the word if you're going to talk the word. Amen? It's like two mathematicians getting together and talking, and this guy over here, he's in advanced calculus, and this guy over here just passed first grade math. Two entirely different subjects. You can't hold the same conversation. So if you're going to study the word, study to know what you're talking about. You ain't got to have every prophecy memorized. You don't even have to memorize where scriptures are. I mean, it's good to have that, okay? Don't get me wrong. But for years, we were raised and browbeaten. If you don't know chapter and verse and jot and tittle, you don't know nothing. I know scripture not because somebody forced it down my throat memorizing it, but because groups like, I don't know, Disciple, Barron Cross, Messiah, Prophet, Res Band, Petra, a lot of Christian groups turned scripture into song. And I memorized, and I remember thinking, that's a great verse. Boy, somebody got in there, and then I was in church one day, and my youth leader read it. And I'm like, that's in the Bible? That's awesome. And then I find out how awesome the Word of God really is. Oh, but I see a lot of doom and gloom. Yeah, and every time you see God shine through gloriously for those who are called to His purpose and love Him. And if you are not called to God's purpose, meaning you're not doing God's will, you don't even love Him, because He said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments, then I feel for you. Then this should all be scary. You should be shaking in your boots. So Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Now, there's some interpretations on that that say people see that as Jesus. How can it be Jesus when Jesus is the Lamb opening the scroll? Okay? Just simple. I'm just asking questions. But that is not the white horse Jesus is on. Okay? Here's some ways to tell. First off, he was given a crown. The crown that he is given is not a kingly crown. What is one of the titles of Jesus? King of Kings. Kings wear their crowns. So a king would be making sure he's wearing his crown so people knew. But this is not that kind of crown. But let's look real quick at some things. First off, the white horse. This is not the white horse of righteousness where we read that the King of Kings comes riding in on and he has King of Kings and Lord of Lords tattooed on his thigh. This is a horse that represents international power and politics. Okay? That's what this horse represents. The word crown is the word Stephanos. It's not of a kingly crown. That's how, first off, we know that it is not Jesus. It's not a kingly crown. But of the crown of victory in games, civic worth, military valor, or even nuptials. The hippies really made it popular again in the 60s. Remember their little things of flowers? That's what this word is. It was woven of oak, ivory, myrtle, olive leaves, or flowers. That's the kind of crown, the one we see Caesar Augustus in all of his carvings, the little thing on top of his head. That is what this crown is. By the way, it's also what Corona represents. It's the same definition. Exact definition. The little crown that you wear as a conqueror. Okay? The word conqueror or conquering in the Greek is the word Nikeo. We might know it from its base word, Nike. It means victory. So the conqueror wearing a crown, also called corona, is allowed to conquer. He's given permission to conquer. This is what I need the church to start understanding. You're not stopping it, but you're not gonna have to be suffering from it. I'm going to tell you right here so you can start getting this in, so you can start sinking it in. The plagues. There were 10 plagues. Now, there was only one of those plagues that could have affected Israel. But the first 9 plagues did not affect the land of Goshen where Israel was at. God protected his people. Their water didn't turn to blood. It didn't have bugs crawling in it. Didn't have death. It wasn't night. It was day where they were. It was dark to the world. The only one was death. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, what separated them from Egypt but the blood of the Lamb? How many have the blood of the Lamb? That's what we're under, is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. That's what marks us. That's what keeps death away. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to die. The Bible tells us there is one time appointed for every man to die. Everybody in here, we may not die and rot in the ground in the traditional way. But the Bible says in an instant, we are changed from the corruptible to the incorruptible. In other words, on your way up to Jesus, you are dying and being reborn. Incorruptible. Those of you who have struggled with health issues, whatever you've struggled with, guess what? Boom, sin is no more. Some of you won't recognize yourself. This male pattern baldness garbage. I look back at pictures when I was 19. I was like, man, that forehead has gained some ground. But it's still holding. I have Marine here. They are holding to the last hair. That's what they're doing. So what we see is a conqueror is given authority to conquer. Politically, throughout the entire world. I ask you, stop and think right now. Seriously, look. What did Corona do? It conquered the world. It wreaked havoc in some areas. But it conquered the entire world. Everybody was affected. It wasn't just us. I watch some of these Facebook videos that show up on my feed. I love watching ones where this guy walks into a room full of snakes. They're cobras, by the way. Jesse has seen it too. This guy just walks in. He's just smacking these cobras. And he's got this like blue bag or a net or something, and he gets down the end of this room, and this cobra, big king cobra, rises up and strikes him, and the guy just reaches out and smacks the thing on the back of the head. We're talking an 18-foot snake with teeth, with poison. He just smacks it. But you know what I notice in most of those videos? There's a lot of people wearing masks. So it's affected them too, in these outlying villages. They know about it. It has affected them all the way in those villages in the jungles of India, South America, places you wouldn't think, but it's there. It has been represented. This thing is global. So we see that the conqueror has been given permission to go out and conquer. In other words, it starts to bring people into subjection, right? We're going to subject you. Every last one of us has been in the subjection of it. People got laid off. Some of you didn't, but you still got affected by it. You were no longer able to go to the movie theater, the stores. right? You couldn't. There's a lot of things you couldn't do anymore. And we're still just trying to gain control over that. So my first personal opinion, I'm going to say this right here so everybody knows, my personal opinion, we've seen the first seal. And I say this based on what I'm about to show you on the rest of it. Well, there's going to be people arguing, well, that's just not prophecy. I heard Brother So-and-so give prophecy. I don't care who Brother So-and-so is giving prophecy about what's to come. I want to know about Brother So-and-so's character first. I want to know who he is. So many people are running around giving prophecies right now. By the way, I'm going to say this again just for this body. If somebody wants to give you a word and they have not run it by me first, refuse it until they have the audacity to come talk to me. Why? I'm the sheepdog. I don't want no bless me clubs, prophelying clubs going around. I don't want that. Why? Because I've seen it destroyed churches.
Well, brother, you need to just let the gift of prophecy.
Thing. There's so much that's going on right now, we have got to keep our eyes open. And first thing is, the devil wants you focusing on the news all the time. Get your news, turn it off. Oh, well, I heard about the riots. Yeah, I heard about the Mansfield deal the other night. I read the police reply to it. Hours before I started seeing anything. And for those of you who don't know, they arrested the young man who sent out the first invite for violence. I have a friend who's going through the Columbus Police Department right now through their academy. He filled me in on stuff that was hitting Polaris. I'm like, okay, yo, that's 30 minutes from my house. By the way, do you know you cannot find double-aught buckshot? I did last night. Oh, Pastor, you're in fear. Nope. All you got to do is rack a shotgun. People run. I know every time I hear one, it's got my attention. I will defend my family. I like that meme that says, if you show up at my house on my porch to riot or loot my house, please make sure you get your life right with Jesus before you come in. Amen. Pastor, why do you need double-aught buckshot? Well, see, it doesn't just pepper somebody. You coming in to harm my family, you don't get the preacher. I'm telling you, you're running into the Marine. That's all there is to it. You're running into the daddy, the husband, the grandfather, who said, you ain't crossing this line, devil. You ain't stealing it. All right. People out there thinking I'm violent. I really ain't. I want peace. I beg of you with tears in my eyes. Don't do anything stupid. Verse 3. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come and see. By the way, real quick, I'm going to read to you what these creatures look like. Some people don't know what they look like. Where is it at? I read it last night. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature, like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes all around and within. And they do not rest night or day, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." These are the things speaking. And we think sci-fi is a little whacked out. I think I've seen some of that stuff on Star Wars. The second creature, the second seal. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come and see." And another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and that there was given to him a great sword. What's the first thing that left this earth when we heard about Corona? Your peace. You lost your peace. You no longer felt safe around your neighbor, around your family. They might got it. Yeah, they might not. More than likely don't. Read something the other day from Italy. They were told by the WHO not to do autopsies. They did anyhow. And what they found out was their corona victims that died of blood clots in their lungs. Blood clots. So if you're on a blood thinner, you're good to go. If you got high cholesterol and thick blood, I recommend you deal with that. Our peace was taken. Did people die? Yeah, there were some people that legitimately died. Not the ones that died in a car crash and they were labeled as COVID. That's garbage. And we know, we've read the news reports and stuff saying, okay, now they might not, we might have fudged the numbers a little bit. They invoked fear. Fear removes your peace. And people should kill one another. Not just because of the COVID, but what happened last week? Riots. People died. Innocent people. Why were these people rioting? They have no idea why. Were they paid? Possibly. I don't know. If there is, they need to track down find the money. There's always money. Find the money. You find the head of the snake. Cut the head of the snake off. The snake dies. I'm not saying cut anybody's head off. Just to get that out there. So now we're looking at that. And I'm trying to look here real quick. I think I wrote down something about the red. The red is symbol for civil war and strife. What's happening right now in this country, ladies and gentlemen? We're not toe-to-toe with people with muskets. Squirrel guns and Gatling guns and whatever. We're at strife with our neighbors, with our people that the week before we were friends, we had over for dinner. Differencing of opinions. Listen, I respect your opinion. I respect your belief. Respect mine. I'm not falling for some of this stuff. Some of it I might be off on. But that's the great thing about this country. We're allowed to have differences of opinions. By the way, the church should start to get to realize that. But when I see people killing people, people hating people, people on Facebook are just dirty to each other. Somebody got hold of a post at one of my friends who I served with and started, I heard, my neighbor when I moved into this neighborhood told me about what you did to their dog, that you shot at their dog. He replied down later, he said, "Well, first off, I know who you're talking about." He said, "I was the only trustee for the neighborhood." Apparently they live in like a gated community or something. And he said, "You only got half the story." So remember that, ladies and gentlemen. You go out, you're still only getting half the story. I don't care who it's about. You're only getting half the story. You're getting the narrative somebody wants you to believe. And he said, "What they didn't tell you is the dog had bit my ankle and was holding on, and I could not get that dog off. So I shot beside that dog." And he said, we dealt with nuisances over that stupid dog. I put on there and said, you should have shot the dog. Oh, you're so mean. Your dog bites me, I'm going to tell you right now, he's fair game. I've been bit by big dogs and the little dogs hurt. Because they got them little tiny teeth that go right into everything. Cats hurt too. Don't ask me how I know. And I wasn't being mean to it. It just bit me. But you see, this lady accused him of trying to kill, down in her, that's why it got so angry. She accused him of trying to kill, wanting to kill her family. Well, I commented on there and it called her out by name. And I said, lady, you would be blessed to have, you're blessed to have him. I served with him and there's nobody, he would lay down his life. He promised. He took an oath to do this. I said, he would never shoot somebody who was not trying to cause harm to another person. But people are just turning. Well, you got guns. I'm so scared. Oh my gosh. I got hammers too. Do you know more people are killed by hammers every year than they are by guns? I've got axes. Oh, and I've got knives. I've got two K-bars. More people are killed by knives every year. Butcher knives. They don't even have to go out and get the scary looking ones like I've got. They just pull a knife out of the thing. If your children are watching, I apologize. Little ones in here don't get that yet. But peace was taken from the earth, and people start killing one another in the name of their fear. We're feared of blacks. We're feared of whites, Mexicans, Chinese, Russians. When are we going to realize we can't lose our peace on this? Jesus wasn't a black man. Jesus wasn't a white man. He was a Jew. Is a Jew. He was Mediterranean. Ate lots of olives. I don't know if that's why they call him olive-skinned. I don't know. He ate sheep and goats. More than likely had dark hair, brown eyes. Not blue-eyed, blonde-haired, like our glorious paintings of him in every church. He was probably very rugged. He wasn't this gorgeous thing that people want to follow. Said he was homely. Now, I don't believe he's homely now. I believe he's glorified. People would have recognized Jesus walking beside him down the road, especially when they're disciples, right? All right, let's move on. Verse 5, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who had it sat on a pair of had a pair of scales in his hands, not of justice, but of measuring worth. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures say, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. All right. It's talking about overinflation of things. Now, Bob will correct me here, but the April 30th was the last report I saw of the price of beef for you to sell was 90 cents a pound if you still had cattle. It was 90 cents a pound. Hamburger is about $6.50 a pound right now. Start doing the math on that, folks. Somebody's making a ton of money overcharging and cutting the little guy down that raised it. Price of gas. How many remember just a couple weeks ago? Some people found it for under a dollar. I didn't. I was looking. I thought about throwing a big tank in my truck and finding those places. But I did pay about $1.13. Well, you know what happened? I asked a friend of mine who's in the oil business. He said, we had an overabundance. The price of oil went negative because we now had to store it, so it wasn't as valuable. OPEC nations decided to cut the stop. He said they'll stop off the flow. and it'd bring the price back up. What happened? It went from $1.13, we'll even go to a dollar. It went from a dollar to $2. Whoop! You know what the price of crude oil is right now per barrel? $30. My friend said the price of gas should not be over a dollar at that price. Why? Because they can. Because they can. We're here. They can do it. They control it. The black horse. Throwing things out of value. Now, I'm gonna say this, and I know a lot of people get their panties in a wad over what I'm about to say, especially y'all NRA guys and stuff. Obama didn't have anything to do with the ammo shortage. The manufacturers did. Who made the money? 22 rounds. Well, we use them in practice. I never once used a 22 round in the military. 4 years, I shot 5.56. Big bullet, 7.62. Never did I shoot it. And I know they've got trainers. I do know this. But we never used anything but what we were going to use in battle. I believe the manufacturers did it. Why? Do you know how much they were... Before the shortage, you could buy a little box for a couple bucks. I remember paying almost $15 for a little bag. And now it was limited to one bag. Well, there's a shortage. They're stockpiling it. Oh, the military, the government's always stockpiled ammo. Come on. Don't think they have a whole other line to stockpile the military. I got a couple of you in here. You know darn well, when you light up a machine gun that shoots 1,000 rounds per minute, it's awesome. But there's 100 of you doing it. They got a whole separate line for that ammo. It's not the same that we go over here to Norton or the Sportsman Den or the Fin Feather and Fur and buy ammo. It's not the same. But yet it was the civilian world that suffered. Why? They know we'll do it. At every whim. You know, the greatest thing for gun manufacturers is for a politician to say one thing about taking your gun. ARs went out, whew, they went through the roof. People pay whatever. They're creating demands and overcharging for things. It's what's happening. I'm not telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm telling you what's happening. The third seal. Price gouging. A denarius was a full day's labor. So take what you make per day, figure it out, you know. And that's what you're going to spend for a quart of grain, which was 8 times the normal price of what it should have cost at that time. The farmers aren't getting $2 to $5 a gallon for milk. They don't get that. Chicken, steak. Oh, good. We didn't even talk about the steak prices. Over $10, $10.50 per pound. And the steaks are getting smaller. They did the same thing with ice cream. You think I'm kidding, don't you? How many remember it was a half gallon in those things? 1.5, 1.7, 1.3 of a quart is what they... But the price? Oh, well, we kept the price the same. I never paid $5 for a little 2 servings of ice cream. Anyhow, the black horse. Verse 7. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Kind of greenish in color. and the name of him who sat on it. Notice this one had a name. It's the only rider with a name. His name was Death. And Hades followed, the grave. Hades followed him, and the power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, death, and by beasts of the field. Now, my friend and I, we were discussing this the other day. I was like, well, we don't know what all. How many over... Let me help you out here. Y'all have heard all the news reports. You've heard all the rhetoric going on with Bill Gates, right? He wants to eliminate one, preferably at least 1.5 billion people. Eliminate! Does that not strike anybody else as scary? I think I know a volunteer. Should be the first volunteer. Bill, raise your hand. You be the first one to die. They want 1.5 billion people to die. One-fourth of the Earth's population is what death will take with the fourth seal when it's opened. This is by many means. Disease is one of them. Just so you know, I did the math. That is 1.75 billion people. It's only 250 million more than what they would really like to see gone. Coincidence? Which, by the way, is not a Hebrew word. No Jew believes that the word coincidence, that there is any coincidence, what happens with what is written and what is happening now. Oh, Pastor, no, I'm scared to death. Oh, no, you should be excited. All this stuff has to happen. Because, yeah, it is written. Because there is coming a glorious time. There's going to come a time when men are going to, their hearts are going to fail them. They're going to pray that mountains fall on them to hide them from who? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because they're going to come back and say, it's real! It's true! Which is why I'm telling you right now, if you're not living the life you're supposed to be, get your life right with God right now. Don't say, well, I'm going to wait for the next seal. Ladies and gentlemen, I just showed you there's four of them in the last 3 months. 3 months we have seen those coming. I never in a million years would I have dreamt that anybody would say, I would like to see the population of the earth go down. We need to help it go down with a vaccine. Thanks, but no thanks. I do enough stupid stuff on my own. I don't need to volunteer so you can push a button and go poof. By the way, that's in a movie. They all get this little chip that's in their cell phones. When their phone rings and they answer it, their heads explode. I think it's called the Golden Circle or something like it. It's a very violent movie, by the way. To tell you how violent, Samuel L. Jackson is the bad guy. He's always the bad guy. But you need to understand, this is real. We need a microchip to put in you so we can scan you. You don't need to scan me. I know when I'm sick. I stay home. If I don't recover, I die. It's that simple. You get sick, I don't have a problem. Stay home. I'm not going to come into your house and tell you, you need to be in church. Where's your faith, brother? You're sick. Hey, I got grandbabies. I don't want you spreading your crud. Well, common sense went out. Well, Pastor, don't you think? No, I think it's a total assault. And by the way, it doesn't just, it sounds like I'm getting ready to go on a conspiracy theory here. This thing has been orchestrated by the Antichrist since Christ left. Everything has played right into it. Now I'm scared. Don't be. I just shared with Phil and I were talking about this morning. God protected his children. They didn't go hungry. They didn't get the boils. They didn't have frogs jumping out of their water. They didn't have blood in the water. They didn't have any of that. The only thing that took place was that final plague. And God said, I'll provide you the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God. He has provided us with the blood of the Lamb. So what are we to fear? Nothing. Death can't touch us. I already told you, we're all going to die. Period. Every one of us. If the trumpet sounds, I love that meme. It says, I'm tired of looking for the signs of the end of the time. I'm waiting for the trumpet. I don't think it's going to sound like that. I think it's going to be something that everybody, that people that didn't believe, they're going to be like Belshazzar was when he saw the hand right up on the wall. It says, and his bowels were loosed. People think I'm kidding about what the Bible. Man, the Bible's full of all kinds of stuff. You need to get in there. The king messed himself. We have nothing absolutely to fear. With the blood of the Lamb, there's nothing. I'm not worried. You shouldn't be worried. Start living your life. You know, that's just kind of been an eye-opener to me on some things. Work, 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 work. I work all the time. And I do. I know it doesn't always look like you don't see what all I do. But I do work all the time. I worked until about 10 o'clock last night. Almost, I didn't even know it was 11 when I came in. I was out in my office studying. But when you work all the time, you'd miss life. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think that the tree falling on me last year was an accident. I think the devil meant for it to kill me. But God said, nope, not happening. I'm going to show you how hard he is, how hard-headed he is. It's going to back him in the back of the head. Because God told me to move. He said, move your legs, move your feet. Moved them. I got up. I've told you, my doctor said, dude, this doesn't happen. You dodged a bullet, literally a bullet. He said, you should be dead. God, why am I still alive? Oh, wait a minute, for such a time as this. I've looked for this time. I've lived for this time. I've heard about this time my entire life. For 42 years, I've heard about this time. I kind of want to come on the other side of that entourage. It would be kind of nice, you know, riding with the king. I ain't talking BB. Those of you who don't know, it's a song. We've got a time, a glorious time, to tell people about Jesus. And I'm going to tell you right now, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, every last one of you, at home, here, first off, people keep going, oh, pray for my children. Pray for my children. I got a question for you. How did you raise them? How did you live your life? How are you living your life right now in front of them? Well, you know, I'm still going through it. You're 60 years old. Grow up. I'm sorry. I'm tired of hearing. I'm 50. It's time to start acting a little more mature sometimes. The one thing that this whole stupid tree incident has taught me, I can't ride my four-wheeler like I stole it anymore. It hurts. But my boys can. But there's times I got to grow up. I got to quit saying, well, you know, I've been through all this. I can tell you things I've been through that would make you cringe. And I know a lot of you have a lot of the same stories. So it's time for us to man up, brothers and sisters, and say, you know what? I made the decision to do what I did. I'm done passing it off on the way I was raised. And grow up and start living a righteous lifestyle in front of our children. Our children are watching. They know if you're a hypocrite. They're with you. They see how you treat, how you act. And I've had to repent to mine on times. So in the event you're saying, well, I'm not a perfect person. Well, neither am I. But a mature person repents. Says, you know what? I didn't quite act right. I didn't do what was right.
Well, I can't do that. You know what? I'm the mom. I'm the dad. If you're a mom with a voice like this, I'm sorry. But I can't go to my children and say I'm sorry. Why not? It's your stupid pride. That's all that it is. I would rather earn somebody's respect than demand it. Demanding it's not fun. I've had to do that as an NCO. I just as soon earn it. The ones you earn it with, they're your friends. They've got your back. Scott, my friend, he earned my respect. I've got his back, even though he lives in Missouri. But we have got to quit thinking, well, I got to have this. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of things. I'm questioning myself. Do I go ahead and do this? Is it beneficial for me right now to carry on with that action? Now, yeah, I'm still going to cut wood for winter. But I'm here to tell you, I would not be surprised if Jesus does not return before. I would not be surprised. The next seal was the blood of the martyrs under the altar crying out for justice, and he said, just a little longer. Just a little longer. Folks, time is short. We are running literally out of time. Pray for those. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray. They will. They will. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send the workers. To send somebody in their life that can speak into it. I can't speak into everybody's life. But there's some people I can speak into their lives. There's been people I've spoken to their life and found out they were a relative of somebody here. Didn't know that. But God did. And he arranged the meeting. So those of you at home at this point, we're gonna sign off. We're going to go into prayer time here. We love you. And we'll see you next week. Amen.